This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey! Biscuit! It's Jimmy from Boston. Forget that Petey stayed at Bisque's, dropped a toxic deuce, and bled all over his bedsheets like a stuck pig. We gotta discuss the monstrosity in Biscuit's backyard. The kid has his prestigious neighborhood looking like one of them white trash carnivals that used to pop up in the mall parking lots. And you can hear old Bisque cranking classic rock songs and yelling, "So you wanna go faster?"
Three, two, one.
Boom.
That's it. Pete and Sebastian Show. We got a lot to get into. Sebastian Maniscalco on the other end. As always, what's up? We got tech difficulties already. It's already funnier than last week.
Okay, lot to cover. Maybe not. I don't know. I want to start by saying Pete's got the cash shirt on. I don't know what's going on over there with.
That's it, dude. I'm telling you, with your half, you can get another carnival ride in the backyard. we can get into this down the line, man. But yeah,
I just noticed it. I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah,
I'm coming in with a forest green. I'm trying to keep it, bright and light over here. Getting off the black. All right, I sent a variety of things to you. Videos.
Yeah, pitching a black t-shirt for the new cash shirt, and you go into how you're getting off of black?
You said, what?
But I mean, that's like I come walking up selling flowers, and you're like, I got cookies. I said, flowers, you say.
No.
By the way, folks, they will be coming in different colors throughout the summer. When they're sailing, you're going to want a lighter color that says the cast. I'm on it. My shop up the block, bro. I can even probably match the green you're wearing right now.
Oh,
one phone call. Boom.
Oh,
cast.
Nice September green. Oh, beautiful. Nice fall.
Bro, I'm practically Lululemon over here. Right out of the house.
Oh shit! So, now, wait, hold on. Is there sizes small, medium, large, extra large? What's the range?
Small, medium, large, XL, and of course, you know, I get all these people texting. You know, God bless them, St. Petey. I'm a little bit bigger than that. You gotta get the double. I talk to my people like I'm so in on it. Like I know fabrics now and stuff, and they're telling me, unfortunately, when you get to the double XL and beyond, there's more fabric, more money. And I don't mind, you know, not making any more money on these. I'm not making really any. I'm just trying to reward Jackie for packing, but I'm trying to get the top quality t-shirt, but working on getting you guys double, triple XL. And we'll get into it down the line. But the only thing I want to say, because you brought up the XL, I did the first order as a test run. I ordered one, see if it went through, went and packed it. I'm like, all right, got it down. I said, let me just put it out in a newsletter for now, saying we got an official The Cast t-shirt. Order number two, which is really the first order to the public, comes in, and they started coming in. I'm sitting on the couch. Jackie's like, what the fuck, guy? It's like Sunday night. I mean, thank you so much, people. We're loving the support. First order. Want to guess who it was? Three of them. Three T's, one order, all XLs.
I need one question. I need a hint here. I'm going to ask you one question.
Okay.
Do we both know this person, or does it come from your side or my side?
Both know this person, and especially.
What?
What? Can you believe it? First Order is the man. Wow. Couldn't believe it.
I'm sorry. I got to raise my hand here.
Yeah.
Is he going to use it as a dish rag? He ain't fitting in no XL.
It's funny you say that. I put a note in his, a private note saying, I appreciate the support, but let's be honest, guy. Triple XL. I go, there ain't a Watt brother that fits in an XL. I go, and the wife would be swimming in this thing. So all I figure you're going to be doing with it is waxing the truck. But nevertheless, thanks for the support. I'm going to talk to my fabric guy and see if we can get some triple XLs going. Yeah.
Oh, and, man. Bro, I'm sorry. Before, if he wears the thing, like, let's say after a game in the locker room, he puts this thing on.
Right.
You might have to start a full factory.
Oh, my God. Literally, as soon as you said wear it, already in my head, I'm going, there's a warehouse on the corner of Maple. Bro, I'm going to have to take my... Oh, my God. I almost had an edit. You want to hear it just so you would know what it was?
Yeah.
I was going to say... I
bought a waterbed. There were two Cuban guys swimming in it looking for Florida.
That's a good one, though, but out, Lou. Hank.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so
okay. Right. This is a video I think I sent you yesterday. Yesterday I'm working out and I look to my left and I got a skunk in the yard.
Bro, I saw that video. You got that was a healthy, big, active, fearless skunk. I mean, that was like right. It looked like it lived there, and it was wondering what the fuck you were doing there. That's how confident it was trolling your patio.
Now, I wanted to ask you the question, but you answered it already, because my dad is here, and he goes, I think it's pregnant.
The tail is bigger than the body. I mean, I've never seen... If I was a skunk hunter, I'm not even making this up, I bet you would scope that and go, that's the most perfect tail I've ever seen. You know, Billy, don't miss this shot. That's beautiful. That's the most... I mean, I showed it to Jackie and she goes... I go, look at the tail. And she goes, the tail... She goes, I thought that was another animal following the skunk. I swear to God.
This thing... You're right. The tail looks like Pepe Le Pew. This thing is like, it curls up.
Absolutely. It looks like it was blow-dried. I'm not even lying. Does it? I mean, it looked better than my hair on a Saturday night. What the? It was just a nice blow in the breeze.
Oh, yeah. No, this
so,
thing.
Does your old man want to put this thing down? It's
No. Listen. All right. So... I'm the type, like, I'm on the treadmill, and I can't even pay attention out to the treadmill because I'm honed in on this. I had to put the treadmill down to a 3.5 to a walk to see where this thing was going to go, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how you get back to anything when you got that kind of skunk roaming around.
Yeah, I couldn't really concentrate on anything else, and then all of a sudden, I looked to my left, and it disappeared. I didn't know where it went. It was hanging around, like, the guest house, and I think it went towards the back of the property. So I start doing research on a skunk.
What
they eat.
Yeah.
They eat, basically it's like a rodent trap. Mice, rats, beetles, insects.
This is everyone. It seems like everyone's got that fucking diet.
I know. But I still got rats and mice. So it's like, all right. Are they full? They're just not eating enough?
Does that happen? Like, does a mouse walk past the skunk and the skunk's like, oh, man, you caught me right after lunch, motherfucker. Or is it just, I'll kill you and eat you later? Because I don't get it either,
yeah.
You would think the place would be barren, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Jeez. With the amount of the snakes and the... So I look up this thing... can spray up to 10 feet.
Boy, that was some good peeing.
Right?
That's not that far.
Well, I mean, it's far. 10 feet. Come on.
But the thing is, if it sprays 10 feet, and then you walk past that spray even an hour later, you're still going to be devastated by it. It's like napalm, you know? It's not a water pistol, you know what I mean? You either get wet or you don't. It, like, devastates. I mean, you've driven by growing up in Chicago doing 30 miles an hour down a road with the windows up, and you can tell a skunk fucking shot something off in my car doing 30 in an Accord. What the fuck with the windows up?
I know.
Yeah, so.
So. And the nipple lives in the asshole. So there's a nipple in the ass that comes out and sprays the juice.
Damn.
And my fear was, you know, the kids getting sprayed or someone getting sprayed. So we call a guy. He sets up a trap. $150 for the trap, right? Comes by, lays it down. I look at the trap about 5 o'clock, nothing in it. I come back at 8. We got it.
Yo. And it was that one with the tail in it.
Yeah, that one with the tail.
Holy shit.
And he's trying to figure out what happened to him, right? Like, yeah. he's like picking at the thing. He's looking around. He's like, he's never seen anything like this before, right?
So, yeah, man. So he's like, I'm missing something. He's missing freedom, baby. Ain't coming. Now, I got to ask, is this thing near the house? Like, because I'm figuring, isn't he going to spray pretty soon?
He's in the back, way back by that, by the gym, you know, behind the gym.
All right.
So he's not near the house, but. He's in a spot where if you walk by and he got scared, a nipple could come out at any minute, right?
Yeah, man.
So, guy's coming. Actually, the guy's coming right now as we're speaking. The guy's coming to pick it up. It's a humane thing. They come, they pick it up, and they take it somewhere else. So, not going to get killed or nothing like that. But I came out this morning to take a look at, you know, it's like it's fascinating. I showed Serafina the video I showed you, and she had, you know, she had 110 questions about the skunk and this, and is it going to spray me and this and that? Can you take video of the thing? And so it's been a good distraction to the everyday to have a skunk in the yard, right?
Bro, that's why I'm thinking the more movies you make, I think maybe you got to get. A working, functioning ranch in Montana with a guy running the whole thing just so you go out there with your coffee, you walk around, say hi to the animals. It's got to be nice. It just one skunk for 24 hours. Look at all the excitement. You got to go check on it, right? Like, now, I got to ask, though, how does this guy grab this cage without this thing spraying it?
Well, that's what my father and I have been talking about. Now, we had to go. We were outside, and it was a little cold last night, so the propane tanks are by where the skunk is at. So my father and I went to go see if we could get the propane tanks without being spotted by the... And I got to tell you, my father went right back to the farm in Sicily.
Yeah, yeah.
He just had his shoulder operated on 5 months ago, and he comes out of this out of the back guest house with a propane tank. I go, what are you doing, man?
I'll tell you though, man, this is like what a great story. Trying to get the propane tank without getting a skunk to shoot off. I love it, man.
So we got the tank out of there, and now this thing is captive in there. I went this morning to take a look, and he's like, docile. It looked like he must have said, give up, I can't get out of this thing. You know, where am I going? And then another thing, the gardeners came today, and I told them, listen, there's a skunk in the back, and they don't really speak English that well. I said, there's a skunk in the back. Don't go back there. You're going to get sprayed. 10 minutes later, I go, the guy's back there. They're cutting the bushes around them. They don't care, man. They don't care. So the question is, how's this guy going to come and remove this thing without getting shot? So I talked to the guy, and I go, how are you taking this thing out of here? He goes, I put a blanket over it, and then I remove it. I go, doesn't it still spray? He goes, it's not the first time I got sprayed. Don't worry about it. This guy. Hey, do you imagine what his apartment smells like?
That's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm not denying that you probably get sprayed here and there, but you sound like you don't mind. Like, you're having lunch in the parking lot of 7-Eleven, just stinking up the whole, right?
Look at him. He loves it.
I'm just, if you're going to get sprayed too, I could do it myself. Like, you know, and don't they say you got to bathe in tomato?
Yeah, they said you got to, like, rub ketchup all over your body for about an hour. Now, I'm sorry. If I go in for the interview for, like, rodent removal, and the guy goes, listen, if you get sprayed by one of these skunks, you got to douse yourself with ketchup for an hour. I go, you know what? I'm going to apply somewhere else.
What if they say, but here, on the good news is, save the receipt for the ketchup. We reimburse for that.
I don't give a shit if they pay me extra. I ain't walking around my house in ketchup for an hour.
For the hour that you soak in your backyard in ketchup, we pay you for that hour and reimburse you for the ketchup. Okay, double time. Come on. I mean, it's a hazard of the job. You can't not do it because of that. That's insane, by the way.
Thank you, but I'm going to go apply at Jimmy John's.
Now, wait. Do you think that... like, my dog is smart. I'm sorry. It's half poodle. It's a smart dog. And it knows, like, certain times when it's going to get a treat, when it's going for a walk. I'm wondering, because I think skunks are smart. I don't have a DJ Hank to do this Google.
Skunks are sensitive, intelligent animals, and like all intelligent animals, temperament varies with each individual. For example, Pepe Le Pew was a pervert.
I'm wondering if there's a chance when you said the skunk got docile. It's like, for lack of a better way to put it, today's modern prisoner. The skunk goes, I know how this. I've been through this before. I get dropped off around the hill up there. I'll be back down here in a week. Just like he knows the routine. It's like a guy going getting arrested, going, I'll get bail and I'll be out.
Well, here, you bring up a good point. Do you think he goes, oh yeah, you gonna put a trap? Okay, you got me. And then they release him. This guy comes back and basically sprays my window with his juice like graffiti, like coming back going, I'm back, right? I'm back. Stay inside.
God, can you imagine if we had that? You come out, someone keyed your car, and you just lift up your asshole. And then they come out, and they're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, you know, someone scratched your car, I mean, you know? So, and by the way, I wonder how much a skunk, when it lets loose, how long it takes for its body to build up another load.
Well, they say if they do, they don't like to do it. Because they get tired after it's been released, and it can you imagine?
And they want a cigarette? Do they want a cigarette too?
Because
you did a deep dive, bro.
Oh, deep dive.
Oh my God.
Well, I can imagine the skunk going, oh, please don't make me do this. I'm going to be exhausted.
Then I'm going to eat pizza tonight because I always have junk food after I do this.
But I think it takes a few days to replenish. My question to you is, if he shoots this stuff out, And then he gets attacked by a coyote the next day, does he go, oh, fuck, I don't got my fluid?
Yeah. That's like back in the day when the English would shoot the musket and they're reloading, everyone's charging. Oh, shit. He can't load the musket. That's probably why he doesn't want to fire it, because he knows he's walking around with blanks for the next 3 days. He's got to lift up his tail and hope they don't call his bluff, you know? Bro, that should be in a cartoon movie about animals. Like bear says to the skunk, I saw you shoot it the other day, Billy. I think you got blanks. Billy's holding it up. Take your chances. Oh shit. Well, anyway, I'm sorry you can't witness the removal of the skunk in the middle of the cast here. I wish we had mobility.
Well, listen, here's another question. Do you think the animals in the wild know the skunk's powers? Like, do you think a coyote is talking to his buddy going, nah, don't fuck with him. He's like, he's got some shit that comes out of his asshole that really stinks. Or do you think they're surprised? I mean, do you think it's well known in the community?
I know.
That
yeah,
this,
I know.
The skunk's got this stench that comes out of him.
That's a fascinating question. Like, if you're a bear, do you have to actually get hit by a skunk to realize these white and black things do this? Or is there a way, like, another bear grunts to you, and you go, oh, got it. Right? Like, I see what you're saying, bro. I would imagine it's got to happen to you, right? Like, every bear, same thing with a porcupine. Every bear probably would take a huge bite out of the back of a porcupine and said, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Scratch that off the list.
Yeah, but is that information being shared within the bear community?
Yeah.
I mean, or do they go, or they get hit with it and they just go, oh, okay, I won't do that again. I mean, I don't know. I got to do a deep dive.
How about this? Skunk leaves its thing. It bangs a left. Bear comes around the corner and there's a deer sitting there. Now, does the bear think the deer do that? Because he didn't see the skunk split? It's fascinating to me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the birds are just hovering over everybody going, look at these fucking dummies down here. Bro, we should have a wildlife show, man.
Oh, my God.
We do. It's right here. No,
oh, God. So, all right, so... Yeah. So we got this happening real time right now. I think the guy's on property removing this thing. If I start,
dad's got to be supervising. I'm sure, right?
Oh, I told my dad. I go, when the guy, because my dad lives for this stuff. He's gonna be asking this guy a million of questions. I'm just worried if I'm sitting here doing the cast and all of a sudden I start smelling skunk. I know someone got hit down there.
I tell you, for the cast, imagine you start smelling skunk and your father comes running in asking for ketchup. That's our Peacock Award or whatever they call it in radio.
Oh, God.
And I think she was very impressed by my Peabody Award.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Quick thing though, speaking of animals, right? So my Sadie's friend next door, right? She's going away Memorial Day weekend, and Sadie comes back over with Jackie, and they got the kids got a pet turtle. I don't know if it's a turtle. What? It's not really a turtle, but it's not really a fish, but it's in water. And they asked Sadie to watch it over the weekend for like 3 days. Now, they got in the room, and I look at it, and it's got a big white, like, wart on its back, a big growth, right? To the point where if it was my fish, it'd be already down the fucking toilet, and we get a nice pretty one, you know? But I was asking, and Sadie's like, oh, it's got a growth. They don't know what it is. It's obviously sick, you know, but they want me to take care of it. They'll be back Friday. They'll be back Monday. And I go to Sadie, it's probably going to die while you have it. So he's like, Dad, it's not going to die. I go, it's got a growth on it. It's like, look at that growth. I don't think it's going to make it. And I go, what's its name? And she goes, I can't remember. She told me real quick and I forgot. And I go, it's probably better that you forgot because it's going to die and you're not that attached to it. So now every morning, Jackie's like, yeah, that's, I don't know what the hell that thing is either. Right. So, I go, Jack, what if it dies when Sadie has it? Is Sadie going to feel bad? Is the kid going to blame Sadie? So it didn't die, but my question for the cast to you is, you're going on a vacation or something and you got a friend or neighbor who's a good friend. Can you ask them to take care of your pet if it's on its deathbed?
Well, it depends on the pet. Now, if that was like a cat with a growth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I ain't. I ain't thinking of that, right?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't even let your cat in my house, but if it had a growth, I wouldn't even come to your house to feed that nasty fucking thing. I'm sorry, right? For real. I'm barely into healthy cats, guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, okay, what about a bird? What about a bird that's got like a big tumor coming off the head? Do you take that
in?
Well,
my thing is if they say to you, listen, we had this vacation plan. I just want you to know if my bird passes away, all you have to do is I have this special death bag and you put it in here and you call this number. They'll come pick it up. Here's the cash. You can pay. I'm sorry to leave you with that, but that I wouldn't blame you. Would you go, all right, your bird might die while you're gone, but I have instructions, I'll do it? Or would you be like, yeah, I don't want to be on death watch for this
parrot,
man.
It seems like a lot of work. What if they ask you, listen, if the bird dies, we ask you to put it in the shoebox and dig a hole in the backyard and please bury it for us?
That's a big ask. I mean, a hole. Not the shoebox or any of that, but digging a hole. I mean, how about you dig a hole in my backyard before you go on your trip? And then if your bird dies, I'll put it in that hole. But I don't see why I should be doing the fucking labor, right?
I think if any pet is the possibility of passing away while the owner is gone.
Even a hamster?
Well, it depends, you know. Like a hamster generally is something that it doesn't have a lifespan to begin with, does it? I mean, what's the life expectancy on a hamster?
Maybe a year or two. So you're basically saying things that you might care about, you should stay home and see them to the other side. But that varies. Like a snake, I wouldn't take your snake anyway.
No,
but
I ain't watching.
I don't even think you could. You have a right. Can you ask someone to take care of a reptile?
Well, let's say an iguana. Someone brings an iguana. It's just you know what it is. I knew a guy who had an iguana growing up, and it's a weird pet to have because it's in this dirty glass, like, aquarium, right? It's like an aquarium without water, and it's got leaves and, like wood chips in there, and it's got a weird, like, light on it, and it's like, it's always in the kid's bedroom. I'm like, what the fuck? I couldn't even have a picture frame in my bedroom on the top, let alone an aquarium with a reptile in it. You know, I'm sorry.
I know, it's
a weird family. Any family that's got reptiles, I gotta tell you, it's like I feel like the family. We ain't talking to the family again.
That's I'm right there with you, bro. It's like you're goth and gothic and weird when you have a reptile. How can you sleep with an iguana above your head trying to get out? What are you getting out of that thing, right?
I don't know.
You ever go to a carnival or a boardwalk and some fucking loony bin has one of those things on his shoulder?
Oh, yeah, no. We did that. We started on vacation once. Some guys got an, I think it was at like a Disneyland or a theme park. Guys walking around with an iguana, and then you take a photo with it for $5.
Oh my God! Yeah. So anyway, the fish live, but that's that now. So while we're on the subject of kids, bro, I saw the videos of Caruso's birthday party number 2. 2-year birthday party, and as a friend, I mean, you gotta pump the brakes on somebody's. You got a lot going on back there, bro. You got a lot going on.
All right, this has been one of my struggles throughout the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. These birthday parties, right? Now, my father was here for the birthday party. My mother was here as well, but my father's staying with me.
Awesome.
We're watching them set up the party. And the theme of the party was Super Mario Brothers, right? So we had a little racetrack for the carts. We had a ball pit. We had
was that black thing?
Yeah.
I was trying to see. That was race car? Well, how was that? Oh, like you race them, you stand there and they race?
No. You sit on these like little carts.
Oh.
And the kids go down, right?
Wow. Bro, I mean, listen, the aerial shots, it was amazing. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely amazing. But.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to get to the drone footage that I didn't know the photographer. I got the pictures back, and Lana goes, "Yeah, look at the drone shot." I go, "Drone shots?" I go, what the fuck is this from? Space?
Well, I got to say, and again, I love my wife, and I have a special announcement I want to make about her later, but I showed her that photo above, and she goes, how did they get that photo? Oh, my God. I'm like a drone. What do you think? Someone's in a fucking hot air balloon right now? isn't a drone, like, common knowledge now? Like, that, you know, you see an aerial shot, it's a drone. I was a little... It's modern times. But anyway, that's where that drone came from. I thought maybe it was paparazzi.
No, you were going to tell me that you
got a copy of what they had.
No. This is my photographer. I had no idea you had to have a pilot license to take a to take photos of a kid's party. You know, this guy, this guy's on my patio controlling it. I go, what the f-? So.
He doesn't. You don't really. That's like sarcasm. As far as kid, like, can I go buy one and do what he did? And you, over your thing?
No, you got. You have a license to fly those things.
Holy shit!
I mean, a lot of people don't, but you're supposed to have one.
So that they know yours is up. Like, does he have to announce it to the FAA? I'm going up and outside the Maniscalco backyard.
I don't know what the flight restrictions are on that. I have no idea. Airspace. I have no idea. But
wow,
it's just, and we're sitting there watching them set the party up, and I go, you know what? If I were them setting this party up, I'd be going, look at these assholes, right? Look at all this stuff they're doing. Look, for a 2-year-old who ain't gonna remember nothing, right? That's what I'd be saying, right? And my father goes, I'd be saying that too. I'd be saying that too. But he goes, you know what? When you're the one having the party and you're throwing it, it's fantastic. Listen,
I think in America that you'd be surprised how many people are setting that stuff up thinking, first of all, we're working and this is the job. So we're going to do this. And second of all, I love living in a country where it's a couple things going my way. Who the hell knows? Maybe I got this in my backyard someday. That's America, baby.
You're very right in saying that. But my cynical side would be going, look, it is fucking good. So, because I've done that. I've been at the Four Seasons where I've seen, like, elaborate parties going, look, it is. I got to tell you, though. The way, and I got to pat myself and my wife on the back, the way we do a party like this, and I've been to parties like this, where you walk in, and there's nobody greeting you, like, at the door type of thing. Like, when you come into a party, you're just supposed to filter in. I'm there at the top of the, come on in, guys. We got a bar over here, burgers and fries over there. In the back, we got spray-painted back. I'm like a general manager of a hotel telling the guests what's available.
That's nice.
While they're at the party.
I love it because a problem with the parties of that nature are people walk in, there's no greeter, so they don't know if they should go straight to the rides or look for the host and say hello. You're right there.
I'm right there. Yeah, and I'm just
That's awesome. But the whole day you do that? All day? I mean, well, until most everybody's there, you say, yeah.
Well, here's the thing about Los Angeles parties that I've come to notice. You put on the invitation 11 to 2, okay?
Uh-huh.
And people start to trickle in any time between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Now, people start to leave an hour, maybe hour and a half. And I'm always fascinated why people leave so early, right? Because I'm thinking, if I got kids and all this is available, I'm making the day of it. Right, like
I'm gonna pull up to the side of you and go, listen, can you adopt me? Forget my parents. My father beats me. I'll take the room. I'll take the room down the left. I'm never leaving. It's like fucking going to the Willy Wonka factory and having to go home. Fucking no way. I keep cursing. Sorry, folks.
No, that's all I want. Yeah. I mean, like, stay a while. Enjoy it. Why are we leaving? Where are you going?
We grew up going to birthday parties in damn basements. With, you know, renovated basements where we grew up, me and you. And when they would end, we'd go, oh, shit. Because no more pin the tail on the donkey. No more this. Like, we didn't want to leave. And let alone these kind of parties.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So, people are leaving. And then Lana goes to me, maybe the next time we put on the invitation, 11 to, you ever get the question marks? Right? Like, 11 to, like, it goes to whenever. I go, the problem with that is you got to have the food going for 7-8 hours because you don't know if you put the question marks, people could come at 4 and you got to have food there for them, right?
I disagree. I don't know why. If I have a party from 11 to 4, or would you say 11 to?
11 to 2.
If I have a party, let's say 11 to 2, and you come at 1, listen, the cake is going to have a couple of flies on it. The burgers are going to be cold. The only thing left is some water and soda. We're done. Everything else is done. I don't even know if I still have the package, the thing for your kid. I think I let the other kid split your kids up. The fuck, rolling it an hour later. I don't get that lifestyle. And if they're already leaving early, why would Lana think the question mark would make them stay longer? I'm a little confused by that. If they're already not staying till the allotted time.
Yeah, but maybe they don't want to be the last. Because there was a couple with two kids that are friends of ours that wanted to leave at 2 o'clock. And we were like, stay. They ended up staying till 5. And their whole thing was, we didn't want to be the last ones here. So I think, is everybody thinking that? Like, they're all racing out going, oh, we don't want to be the last ones at the party. But I'm sitting there going, stay. I got so social, I invited everybody back to watch the Mayweather-Logan fight at night.
Well, all right, but like, you know, but then in your breath before that, you said they stayed till 5 when you told a different story. So even with me, if I was at your house and you said, and I was sleeping over, and then the next day you go, if you don't got to rush out of here, stick around, enjoy the pool. I would be eyeballing you all day to see when you're done with the stick around, enjoy the pool, and now go. And that's a taxing thing. And I'm not just saying on you. That's on anyone who has you over do that. So these people probably like, gosh, I think very simple, though, man. If it stays till 2, then my car will be backing out of your driveway at 2. That's the deal. I don't care if everyone else left at 1. I don't even care if the only thing that would make me wrap it up sooner is if, you know, you ever have at a party and a married couple gets in a fight.
Go ahead. Go to your ready-made horse. That's all you're good for. Get out of my life. I can't.
But yeah, so I mean, that's odd that they would do that, man. That they would say,
Well, would you still leave if the party's in full swing at 2 o'clock? Like, if at 2 o'clock came and nobody had left, would you go, okay, it's time for me to leave?
No, not if my daughter was still playing with your kids and we're all having a good time. But I'd be watching, and as soon as everybody else started leaving, I would leave for sure, man. So it's a tricky thing, man. But man, what a great party! I mean. Damn. And then you had them back, and would you hang out on that back patio area? Oh, dude. Fuck it. Awesome.
Yeah, we watched.
Who knew the skunk was watching the fight off to the right?
Well, the skunk probably smelled the burger grease that was dripping in the lawn and came back, and he started sucking on the blades of grass.
Licking the grass. My dog does it sometimes. He'll just find one spot in the middle of a field, and I'm like, what, did somebody drop a fucking steak there like 2 years ago, and there's still remnants? I don't get that. I keep cursing. Bro, the only thing that was crazy in regards to what you and your dad were talking about and how, you know, is all that stuff is fun and awesome with the slides and stuff, but what made it crazy is I'm looking at the aerial shot, is you have one of the most gorgeous swimming pools, and you even have a little kiddie pool that you know, off to the side of that, and the hot tub there. So it's like, you know, I mean, the pool is like, doesn't need, it's like a meal that doesn't need a side dish. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we ain't gonna have 2-year-olds jumping in the pool for the party. You know what I'm saying?
Not jumping in the pool. They're doing 85 knots down the fucking slide. Are you kidding me? By a glass wall. And a good burst will blow that whole thing over the hill down by J-Lo's little table where she meditated. All of a sudden, the baby pool's an issue. Hire a lifeguard. Hire a mermaid to be the lifeguard. Well, that's a hell of a party to be invited to, though. I tell you, though, I just got to stay on your good graces till your kids turn 16, because those parties are going to rock. Can you imagine Serafina's Sweet 16 party in Positano? Chartered jet, baby.
Oh, man.
Lana would even hire someone to sing on the flight to Positano, right? Like, oh, we got Lady Gaga and Katy Perry doing a concert over the Atlantic.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the night before we had my father's 75th birthday party at the house. Bro, we had this thing went from a Tuscan theme to Super Mario Brothers in 12 hours, right?
Oh, shit, man. I love it.
Beautiful dinner outside, and then this was the kicker. We had an opera singer come in and belt out 6 songs for my dad. Oh man, guy, I gotta tell you.
I can't believe it, man. Can you imagine just being a guy driving in my car? I'm going to sing opera at the Maniscalco. Unbelievable. So what do you got, like a charcuterie plate going and a red wine? The guy's just standing in front of the couch.
No. And I got to give it to my wife, man, the way she set this party up. She put together a small Tuscan market in the yard, and the market had like all these little shrubbery, you know, like just like shrubbery around. You walked in, you grabbed the bag, and basically you went shopping, and everything in the market was specific to my father, like postcards with my father and the grandkids, and on the back it's an actual postcard, he could send it out. There was a puzzle, Italian puzzle, Italian books, and then you came across the olives, the cheese, the charcuterie. So you ate within this little Tuscan village.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
And then you went over to have a dinner. It was outside. And then after the dinner, this beautiful woman in a beautiful dress comes in and starts singing Andrea Bocelli. As we all like looked on, now Serafina's mesmerized. She can't take her eyes off this woman. And she does like 5 songs, like that's amore, and we're up, we're dancing. It's like, hey, it's just beautiful. Then we go over, there's a little guy from Rome with a gelato cart there.
I'm here. I feel like I'm there, man. This is unbelievable. Now, does the opera singer, does she have anyone else with her, or just nothing but her voice?
Her voice and a microphone. We had a DJ. We had DJ playing. So the DJ hooked it into his sound system, and she was singing through his speakers. And I got to tell you that the voice was angelic. And like, to your point, if someone was driving by and hears, you know, you could hear it probably throughout the canyons.
Yeah, yeah.
and looked at the canyons, and like lights were coming on. Like,
what is that? Changing my life, coming through the window.
I have no idea to this day what those two Italian ladies were singing about.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
What a bash, man.
It was a party weekend here at the Maniscalcos, and I gotta tell you, it is fantastic to be up and running again, vaccinated and full bore, bro. This is great. So that's what's going on here. What else did I have? What else do you got on your end?
I want to say, and I know I already told you this, but I just have to say, because I don't give it up for my wife enough, Jackie is running the Boston Marathon this year. She got into the Boston Marathon, so I just wanted to tell her, way to go.
So wait, when is this?
That's in, I want to say, October, and they're only taking half the amount of runners that they normally take because of the, I'm not even saying the word anymore, because of the situation. So it was even harder to get in. So, yeah, man, I'm very excited for her, and I just wanted to share that.
Okay, so let's just take us through the listeners here, because I've always wondered this myself. Now, they're taking half the runners, and she still got in. But how does you qualify for this? Like, what do you got to qualify?
There's certain other marathons and half marathons that help you qualify based on your time. These registered, like you know, the first one she ever did was like a half marathon. I want to say it's called Peak and Peak. It's like a ski resort up by us. And she ran it well, and that got her into the Chicago Marathon, you know, her time on that. And then she ran the Chicago Marathon and had such a good time that it got her into Boston and Berlin, you know. And the thing is, you know, she's not, I'm not saying like she's, for her age bracket, so like each age bracket, you know, the time is obviously a little more forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And with Boston, she was on the bubble of getting in, and then it got delayed. And then, so no one, they didn't say anything. And then when they announced they were doing it now, she had turned an age that put her in the next bracket, and she already had a great time. But now that time is even better because you're in an older bracket. So that, you know, they're like even less people run that fast at that age. So that slid her right back down.
All right. I want to address something that you just said, and I want to know where this came from.
Yeah.
You said she turned an age. You didn't specify the age. Now, is this a conversation you and her had together where she said to you, Pete, my age ever comes up in any type of conversation, you never say the number? Or did you inherently just skip over that just because you didn't want to give out her age? What's the protocol?
It's the third one. I can't believe you didn't say it. It's the father, man. My dad taught me at a young age, you know, you never announce a woman's age, you know. If she wants to, she does. You don't.
Oh,
and then it just became habit, you know. Same thing with weight, you know. You're never going to go, yeah, so my wife, right, we go on a ride and it has it registered at 172, you know. So wait, there's one other thing I wanted to run by you because you brought up being vaccinated. Bro. Don't feel good about this, but Cuomo came out and said that the kids don't have to wear their masks outside. And the day before, the CDC came out and said the kids shouldn't have to wear their masks in school anymore at all. And then only reason I know that is because all of a sudden we got an email from the superintendent saying everybody still has to wear masks all the time, right? So I'm like, what the hell? And I look into it and I'm like, oh, he's saying this because the CDC says that they don't have to. So I wake up on Monday, and there's even more news about the kids shouldn't have to wear masks anymore. You know, this is the CDC saying it, right? Follow the science. And the reason I say that is it's like 90 degrees, and we got this humidity going, and it's early in the morning. My kid's not up yet, so I figure out how to email the superintendent, you know? And I send a, gosh. Yeah. Oh man, I didn't drop the F-bomb, so that's a plus. I told them to, you know, step up. I said, do your job, let these kids take the masks off, You know, don't take the easy route. That's spineless. You know, wearing a mask is bullshit. So, and then I come, then Jackie wakes up and she comes downstairs, right? And I go, shit, I didn't even tell her this, right? So I go, yeah, I emailed the superintendent and told him, you know, these kids shouldn't have to wear the mask anymore. What did you say? I'm a part of the community, Pete. I'm involved with the school. That I'm, you know, I want to be like, what are you teaching social studies? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, really, what are you doing? You know? So she goes, you know, I need to know what you said. You should tell me that. Like, I can tell you. I go, it's sent. Don't even worry about it. It's not even a big deal. I go, it's not even a big deal. It's nothing. Right? So now it's, and then, you know, she drops it, you know, because I'm like, I'm a parent too, and I can say what I want to say. Then I call my sister, and I tell my sister what I said, and she's like, well, it is bullshit, you know, they should not have to wear them anymore. So I felt a little bit better about it, right? So then I go and I pick up Sadie from school that day, and I go, did you have to wear your mask today outside and everything? And she's like, yeah, why wouldn't I? And I was like, oh, all right. I go, so, do you ever see, you don't see a superintendent, right? Because, bro, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, the superintendent, that was a whole separate building. I never saw that guy. Right? Yeah. It's a big school district I went to. And she goes, yeah, no, I see him every day. He wears a really cool mask. And I go, no, you're thinking of da-da-da. And she goes, no, his name is that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you see him every day? I get back to the house. I send her inside. I'm out in the garage because I couldn't even get the guy directly. I had to email his receptionist, whatever. So I email her and I go, I apologize for my earlier email, my emotions and frustrations have finally gotten the better of me. Oh, God, I'm literally leaning. I'm sitting on my lawnmower, on the engine of my lawnmower in the garage. You know, going, we couldn't have gotten luckier with the people running our school.
Jesus.
Just kissing it. Kissing it, man. Oh, God, bro. I get goosebumps. I just want it to go away. I feel like it's one of those emails where I wake up today and you check your emails and you go, God, fuck, no, please, no.
Oh, God.
I mean, subject heading, your kid's been expelled. Oh, no.
I'm just hoping that there's some people in this town that went so crazy that he never even got to my email, you know? Or else is they're like, well, there was only one hothead. We Googled them. You know the comedian? Oh, my God. So, and I really do apologize. I shouldn't have did that.
Why don't you pump the brakes on somebody?
I've been pumping them for 13 months. Take the masks off. They found Fauci emails from last March that says the cloth don't work. Listen, this you may as well have them wearing the concert T-shirts. This is bullshit. It's doing nothing, right? Just been wearing AC/DC shirt. So, anyway, it was the wording. It was the word. You know, I did in my second apologetic email at the end, I go, however, kindly, respectfully, and in a civil tone, I'm kindly requesting that we consider allowing the kids to take the masks off outside. Perhaps give them a little bit of freedom for the last 3 months. It could go a long way. And I'm like, that's what I should have wrote 13 hours ago.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, man.
What, bro? Can you expel my kid because the dad's an asshole?
I think so.
Oh, my God. You're lying, right, bro? No way. That's not true. Can be true?
It's a public school, right? Public school?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Private, probably. Public, I think you're good.
She may be scrubbing the toilet stuff, right?
She might be coming to you like, Dad, I don't know what happened. There's been a change all of a sudden. I don't get to go out and play recess.
Bro, why is it though, in any world, anything you do, whether you're in business or you're leaving an email or you're talking to someone, why is it when you curse, all of a sudden, everything is at a higher, I don't know. It's a word, right? I mean, if I go... I said to him, I go to mask, still wearing the mask is, it's bullshit, you know? Yeah. However, if I said still wearing the mask is absurd, I mean, come on, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, they view it as aggressive language and confrontational and stuff like that. Listen, I'm just saying, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying, at this day and age, you put nothing in writing.
Oh, man. God, I tell you what. I know I'll left, if I left a mark when I get a call from Tucker Carlson going, you want to do a spot, 8:15 to 8:20? Talk about why your kid's not in school anymore? I'm like, oh, shit. Listen. But I did like we talked about with the lawyers, you know? I say something not nice. Then it's my MO, right? I do it too many times. Then I say, I'm sorry for what I said.
Yeah.
And I think now we're good, as if what I said to begin with all of a sudden floated away and you forgot about it.
Well, here. Let me throw this one at you. Do you think you're better off just laying it out there with the first email and not coming back with a follow-up? Because maybe the follow-up, they read that and go, I didn't think, what did he say in that first email?
That's like going back to move the dead body that you buried because you think you found the better spot. Now they go, why is he out in the woods 2 days in a row? I saw him going.
I thought he went for a hike, but no. But
is he bird watching now? Fucking guy. Oh shit! I thought about that too, bro. You know, or else they read the first one, didn't think it was that bad. Then they read my apology and go, "What? Oh Jesus! I didn't catch that at 8:30 in the morning when I read it the first time." Oh man! All I know is Sadie, we takes the bus to school, but we pick her up after school. So I told her this morning, listen, I'm not stopping. I'll just do like 10 miles an hour. You jump through the window like Dukes of Hazzard. I ain't giving anybody time. I'm afraid I'm just going to go. You're going to look at my car and go like this. Like, can you just hold on? And then the superintendent's going to come out.
Oh, you get the wait here. Oh, no. Oh. Wait here. What did he read?
Oh my God. We think it would be best if your daughter went to school in district next year. Oh my God. I'd be like, listen, I'll divorce my wife and I'll move out of town. All right. Just let my kids stay in that school. I'm probably going to have to do that anyway if that comes to that. So I'll leave. You know what I mean?
Oh,
isn't
man.
That the bigger win getting me out of here? Oh, bro, now I don't even know if I could keep any of this in.
No. This is actually will help you.
Yeah.
Because now they actually see you could go now, you could go watch the footage where we discuss this in a humorous comedic way.
That's absolutely. And I'll give him a cast T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That would go a long way.
So could you tell the people on the cast where you get the T-shirt? Is it off your website?
Yeah, obviously I got some coming your way, bro. I got the top-notch quality fabric that you can get from my place. And it ain't no James Purse, but it's got a nice feel, so I'm sending a bunch your way. But you go to pcorielli.com, and you'll see the store. But listen... It's a family operation. We really appreciate the support, but we got overwhelmed. We had to put a freeze on it. I mean, Jackie, we're sitting there on Sunday, dude, and the orders are coming in, and she's going, what the fuck? We can't do this. Da, da, da. I got Sadie putting the labels on. Then I call the T-shirt place, and they go, oh, 10 of them have to be redone. 20 of them have to be redone. It's right up the block. And I went to them ahead of time, and I was like, we got this. We did a dry run. They're like, we got it, Pete. We got the... Oh, by the way, I want to thank Thad Cox, of course, from England, my boy who made the design and helped set me up with everything online. Thad's the best.
He's a man of great integrity.
So I called T-shirt place, and they go, oh, our guy was taking them off the press too soon. We do a double press on the lettering, and he took a few off too soon because he's part-time, and he didn't know... part-time. And he goes, yeah, you're bringing in such a big order that we brought someone else in.
Jesus, bro, you're giving jobs to people.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's like, I go to the post office, and I got a big box filled with them, right? All envelopes. I mean, literally, I fold them. I put a card in there with a little written thing signed, slide it in, seal them. So, and I tried to do online, whatever they call it, click and ship. but I couldn't get it to work where you do it all at home with a scale.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just bring them to the post office. And I walk in, and it was two women working. Thank God there's this one guy there that if I walked in, his head would probably explode. But they were really awesome about it. Really awesome about it. And they're like, put them down. And the woman goes, do you have any more? And I go, I got a lot more. So she goes, I'm going to go talk to my boss, see if I can get, you know, they'll give me overtime. I'm going to come in early. Bro, the woman came in an hour and a half before the United States Post Office even opened. I left her my credit card, and she just ran them all morning. So when I came back later that day, the next day, she just gave me my credit card back and all the tracking slips.
Jesus Christ, bro. Yeah. You're running a full-blown operation.
I wanted to get one symbolic. I mean, some people go online and, you know, I got a mug or I got this, and that's all great, and it's fun, and I love the support. But I'm like, we need a uniform, man. We need one. Like, see, I just want to see someone out and about, like, in a, you know, in the grocery store and go, what the dick? You know, so, and it's a homegrown operation. I didn't want to do the thing where you just go online and then they, you know, I thought it would be more fun. But so it's open back up. But the thing is, we shut it down after like a couple, you know, after a little while, because we want to, it's about a 3-week process too. So, because I don't have stacks of them made. I take the orders. I go to my guy. I ain't getting stuck with these things, guys. I have no garage sale 5 years from now selling fucking cast t-shirts. You know? I'm saying, bro. So there's a turnover of about 3 weeks, but and again, man, everyone who ordered one, we really do appreciate the support. I think you'll like it. It's fun to wear, and you know, again, I'm not trying to make money off this. I like this. It's fun, and I like it, and I'm proud of it, and I want it to keep growing. I thought we should have a uniform. And you were cool when I told you about it. You're like, very cool. Let's do it. It's cool.
Yeah, so I'll look forward to getting mine. I'll throw one on, and maybe get Watt doing one in an interview, and you might have to bite a t-shirt company.
Oh, my God, right? Just the... Yeah, the name of the company? That's right.
No, I'm talking about the people that are making it. You might have to go, listen, I got 100,000 orders. How much you want for the business?
That's it. That's like Johnny Depp and Blow when he was selling pot on the beach, and he took a plane and went to Mexico and bought the pot farm. That's right. Oh, this was a fun cast. We're back, baby.
We're back, baby. I start touring this weekend. I'm in Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee. Get your tickets, SebastianLive.com. There's a bunch of other dates there as well. We will see everybody next week with the new cast t-shirt available at PeteCorielli.com.
Good hanging, bro. Bye-bye. Good hanging.
The show has ended.
Can you imagine if we had that? You come out, someone keyed your car, and you just lift up your asshole. And then they come out and they're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah.